astonished at the sense of alarm that was present in the comments. But further, there was a sense of great disappointment. The suggestions or inferences that that I took from it, and indeed other members have, that somehow our poppy growers has been complacent or disengaged from discussions and involvement in biosecurity. Because in fact, the facts are to the absolute contrary. Poppy Growers Tasmania is very much a part of biosecurity measures that exist in Tasmania, and Poppy Growers Tasmania has been a member of the Prime Industry Biosecurity Action Alliance from the inception of that group. We are active participants in meetings, and that is much bigger than Poppy Growers or the TFGA. It involves other stakeholders in primary industry in Tasmania.
The TFGA's CEO, Jan Davis, stated that the poppy industry and growers weren't involved specifically in the plant health deed.
Well, the plant health deed is a very specific document that is designed at novel or exotic diseases. As we poppy growers appreciate, and we would argue other stakeholders in the poppy industry appreciate, mildew has been a factor of the industry now for some 15 years or more. As such, it is not a novel disease and doesn't, in our view, fit within the plant health deed provisions.
From the comments in the interview, it seemed as though it was a general statement about the poppy industry and growers' involvement in the plant deed specifically, rather than actually saying that the mildew was an exotic disease and is related to the plant health deed itself. Just to clarify, is the poppy industry and Poppy Growers Tasmania actually part of the plant health deed, separated from the mildew issue?
The plant health deed is directed at particular provisions for cost sharing in the event of particular outbreaks. Because of the nature of the industry, that has not been deemed relevant or necessary. But it is a very specifically focused document. In terms of the general biosecurity risks to the industry, we have been very much on the front foot, and that has led to us expressing concern at all levels and at all times to do with the importation of material that may affect the poppy plants, such as importing poppy straw from overseas, who take this issue with extreme seriousness and have, and always have, invested significant resources, both in terms of personnel and financial resources, into the highest standards of biosecurity anywhere for this crop in the world.
To what extent do you think that this issue of systemic downy mildew could in any way be harmful to Tasmania's poppy industry's reputation?
Well, it is a fact that there is mildew in all jurisdictions that grow poppies around the world. So that much is known. In terms of whether it is systemic or not, the science is still waiting on that particular question. The use of the word systemic raises a number of connotations, and at this time the research is still being undertaken and we can't respond to that particular word. In terms of systemic mildew, it does exist in other places, in other countries. In what form it exists is again something that we are seeking reports on, and we expect to have that kind of information within days or weeks.
What do you make of concerns that the mildew itself could have been in the seed?
It's simply too early to speculate. As I want to emphasise, there is an extraordinary attention being given to this mildew problem this year on all fronts as to its mode of transmission or the way it reproduces. If it comes out that it is behaving differently in the way it breeds, then that'll be a fact that'll be called upon by the relevant scientist at the relevant time. For me, it's not something I'm going to speculate on.
As far as the possibility for it to be in soil, have you heard from any of your members that volunteer poppies that may be growing elsewhere may have also been recorded as seeing this particular type of mildew?
Well, there's no evidence that's been put to us about that. And again, that's something that would only be sheer speculation, so I can't make any comment.